when I got this thing, I thought the title was Things Your Pastor's Wife Needs From You. And so I thought of all these great things that a pastor's wife would need from us. But then I went to a ladies' conference that I had to speak at in Ohio, and they had a meeting, one of the sessions was just for pastor's wives. So, and I found that out. So I made up a sheet and handed out to all of them with these questions, thinking, okay, I'll get it directly from the pastor's wives and they will help me out. Well, when I got it back, y'all, there was nothing on there that I thought would be on there. Not one thing. There was it's probably 40 or 50 pastor's wives in that room. Do you know there was not a single material thing listed? Not one. Not even a Starbucks gift card. And I thought, okay, well, this has just thrown me all off. So I started really researching and reading true stories, which will blow your mind, that I just can't fathom somebody saying to their pastor's wife. But it was amazing. I mean, amazing. So this is kind of a little bit from all the things that I read that could help you out and you could take back to your church and teach your ladies when your pastor's wife is not in the room. Because really, honest to goodness, or teach it even if you are the pastor's wife. No joke. Okay. So obviously my ideas were my ideas and not God's ideas. So I am going to stick with this. So let's pray first. Dear Lord, I thank you for every lady that's represented here today. I ask that you be with them, help them to take something back for themselves and for their church. I pray for the rest of the meetings today and for tonight, Lord. I pray that you would revive all of our hearts, Lord. We love you and want to serve you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So let me get where I was, because I've just been talking to y'all and have no idea where I'm really, really at. Luke 6:31 says this, and you did get a brochure, or not a brochure, whatever you call those things you fill out. Yes. So they're very simple, because I normally don't do these things, but here everybody does them. So in following in suit, y'all got a little piece of paper. It means nothing, but you got one. So Luke 6:31 says, and as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. So the first thing we need to do is put ourselves in our pastor's wife's position. I mean, pretend you're the pastor's wife. Because as it says, as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. So here are three simple things that you can do to encourage your pastor's wife. A, don't expect her or her kids to be perfect. That was one of the things that was listed when the pastor's wives filled it out for me. And I was floored. I thought, I'm certainly not perfect. And my kids are far from perfect. Why would I expect my pastor's wife and her kids to be perfect? Because they're not. They're kids. And they make mistakes. She is a woman and a lady just like us. Every one of them. They're just exactly like us. Except that they have a unique calling to minister to the minister, which in our terms is pastor. She has to minister to our pastor, along with all her other responsibilities. So if she doesn't smile at you at Walmart, or if you go up to speak to her on a Sunday and she doesn't stand there and talk for 10 minutes, and she's maybe got a lot on her mind, or if you think she gets a little too perturbed at a kid in the Sunday school that slapped or bit a visitor's kid. Or maybe she just didn't ask your opinion on what color tablecloths we should use for the ladies' retreat. People do this, y'all. This is amazing to me, but ladies actually do this and get mad. We just need to cover it in love. Literally, cover it in love. She's just like us. She's going to go through those things. She's going to get mad. Cover it in love. 1 Corinthians 13:7 is talking about charity or love when it says, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Genuine love believes the best about somebody. You hear something, believe the best about something. I dare say 90 to 95% of stuff that we hear is probably not true. And we should believe the best. If she doesn't smile at you in Walmart, could it be possible that maybe her mind was on something else? Like when I go to Walmart and I'm just trying to stay away from all the crazies? Maybe her mind is on something else. It's why she didn't speak to you. Because a lot of times I'm thinking, okay, what aisle was that in? I know I saw that. She could be doing the same thing. It doesn't mean that she's snubbing me or she's mad at me. Maybe her mind is just somewhere else. Cover it in love, y'all. Don't get aggravated at something that simple. And I know there are ladies that do that, because when I was reading the stories, I thought, whew, determine to believe the best about your pastor's wife and make sure she knows you're committed to do so. You don't have to have a 30-minute conversation about it. Just make sure your pastor's wife knows you are committed to her, to believe in the best about her, and that you love her. And don't expect her kids to be perfect, because they will not. That mine's not, yours are not. She is doing the best she can. She may have 4 or 5 little ones. She's doing the best she can, y'all. She may have grown teenagers that we think, because they're a pastor's son or daughter, they won't get rebellious. Well, duh. You think Satan is not going to go after these kids with a vengeance? He is. Believe the best about your pastor's kids, because they are going to mess up. And when they do mess up, because they are going to mess up just like our kids, or they don't measure up to our expectations, because somehow in our mind we have this idea that our pastor's kids are up here and they're not going to run in the church and they're not going to bite anybody in the nursery and they're going to just be perfect little kids, and they're not. Cover it with the same love and grace that you hope others are going to extend to you when your kids bite somebody in the nursery or cheat on a test in school. You just name it. They're kids. It's going to happen. They're no different from our kids. And if we expect that out of our pastor's kids to be these godly examples, we as Christians ought to expect the same thing out of ours. They're no different. B, show up. If I'm not on the right little duflot, somebody tell me. Realize that the pastor and his wife pray for you. They really do. So ladies, let me just ask you, what if you decided that you were going to have a family night and you prepared in your mind and worked for weeks on the decorations and you were going to play games and you told the whole family be there. It's this Friday night. You had a meal planned. You were doing ice cream. And it came time and everybody was supposed to come in, and one kid showed up, and the only reason they were there, they're two and couldn't go anywhere. How would you feel? I mean, seriously, you've done all this planning. Your teens have gone off with some ball game. Your husband called, somebody called, needed his help doing something. How would we feel? And yet, our pastor's wife plans events, plans Bible studies, plans ladies' retreat, plans these things, and we just don't show up. It is an encouragement to her to show up, like it's an encouragement to you if you planned a big something and one person showed up. We have to show up to show our support for her. I mean, I love it. I can't fathom not showing up, but I guess it happens all the time in reading all the stories that I did. I truly cannot stress enough encouraging your pastor's wife by showing up. Just be there and be in your place. By the way, this has nothing to do with this, but this summer we had a spiritual test. During the summer, they'll divide up and you can take different classes on Wednesday night. Well, I took the spiritual gifts test class. At the end of like 6 or 7 weeks, we took the test. And y'all, I scored so low in mercy that I, seriously, I did. So this is probably why I'm never going to be a pastor's wife and never have been, God's never called Tom, because I'd be that one that if you didn't show up and I was the pastor's wife and you came to me with the problem, I'd say, you know what? We covered that on Wednesday night, had you been there. And by this weekend, it should be online. Now, I would hope that the Holy Spirit would get a hold of me before that came out of my mouth and shut me up, but I promise you I'd be thinking it. I really, honestly, would be thinking it. Number C. No, letter C. Number C. Yeah, we need chicken on line four. Pray. Y'all pray. Truly pray for your pastor's wife and your pastor and their family. Do y'all even realize, because in reading the stories, Satan would like nothing more than to bring down your pastor and his wife and his family. I mean to tell you, he is after them, I think, harder than he is Christian families in your church. And he is after your Christian family, just let me tell you. Because he wants to bring your family down. So he will work in every way. He does it 10 times harder, I think, for a pastor and his wife and his family. Because he wants to destroy them. He wants to destroy their kids, their marriage, their testimony, their church. Please, please pray for them daily, daily. Put on something that will remind you, because sometimes you'll put them on your prayer list and you kind of skip over them. But get something to remember to pray for your pastor's wife and your pastor. It's so, so important. Number two, things your pastor's wife never wants to hear. I love this, and this really, I read all these and took some of the good ones because I just thought, you gotta be kidding me, but it was true. A, never say this. First thing, our former pastor's wife did it this way. Can you imagine if your husband came to supper, said, my mama does not make mashed potatoes like this, or her fried chicken, we don't make it like this. No. We don't say to our pastor's wife, our former pastor's wife did it like this. God has called that man into your ministry, and with him comes his pastor's wife. She will have different ideas, and she'll get them from God, and you just go with them. I can't fathom saying that, but I guess people do. The second thing, this kills me. If we call your husband to this ministry, what do you bring to the church? Getting a good pastor's wife is like getting two workers for the price of one. Yeah, the people did it. People said it, actually said it. You've heard it? Oh, my soul. The next thing, I love this. Do you play the piano and sing? Y'all, where in the Bible does it say the qualifications of a pastor's wife is you have to play the piano and sing? You know how many pastor's wives would never be pastor's wives if that were the case? That's nowhere in Scripture. Nowhere. B, never, ever say this. Well, since you work, your husband doesn't need a raise. Since you work. Or, since your husband wants a raise, maybe you should get a job. The poor woman can't win. If she's working, he doesn't need a raise. I actually know of a pastor that went 20 years in a church and never got a raise. 20 years. He finally had sense enough to leave that church. Oh, y'all, please take that off. Do not put that. I didn't say who it was, did I? Yes, good. I'm. We're good. Next thing. And this happens more often than the examples of it were unbelievable. We knew you wouldn't mind if we borrowed your husband for a while. Really? You think I'm going to say with somebody, because we knew you wouldn't mind if I borrowed your husband for a while to move a dresser from upstairs to downstairs. Her husband's not there. No. We knew you wouldn't mind. Yeah, they mind. I'd mind. Would you mind? They mind. Or, we knew you wouldn't mind if we volunteered your home for Sister Ann's baby shower. By the way, it's tomorrow night. That has happened. Can you imagine? Now, that's not going to happen in my house. You give me a week or two's notice, maybe okay. But it's tomorrow night. And we knew you wouldn't mind. Here's the thing, ladies. Let's don't start any sentence to the pastor's wife is, we knew you wouldn't mind. Because you don't know if she'll mind or not. The truth is, that woman doesn't care whether the pastor's wife minds at all. She's being self-centered and selfish. And she's just going to get her way. Y'all know those women. Y'all know y'all are none of them, but take this back to your church in case you have one or two of those in your church and tell them. Because you're really saying, we really don't care whether you mind or not. We're just going to take your husband. You know, we're moving next weekend. It is not the pastor's job to move the members of his church. It's just not. C, never, ever, ever say this. I personally love this one. God told me that he wants you to do such and such. God told me. I know who told her, but it was not God. I can promise you that. Because guess what? We are not the Holy Spirit. We cannot say, God told me to tell you. Oh, I would never do these things, so it just floored me that this came up so many times in things I read. God told me. This is good. Since your husband doesn't have a real job, could you? Since your husband doesn't have a real job, are you kidding me? Think about it. How many of us who are married not to pastors go on vacation and stay the whole week and have a wonderful time, and on the second day do not get called to go back to preach a funeral for so-and-so's great aunt who never visited the church? Happens all the time. All the time. They get called back. My husband didn't get called back. We go on vacation. I don't have to worry. But since he doesn't have a real job, yeah, it's a real job. It is a huge job. And her job is a huge job. One that she doesn't get so much pay down here, but let me tell you, as pastor's wives are going to get it when we get to heaven. Some of us are going to be ashamed when we get up there and see the crowns that these women get. So, I love this one. And pastor has actually said this from the pulpit, that he gets this. You need to tell your husband what he said wrong in his sermon this morning. It was 1 Corinthians, not 2 Corinthians. Y'all, this is why I'm not a pastor's wife and I scored so low on mercy. Ooh, I don't know what I'd have said, but it wouldn't have been good. Oh, next one. Now, I know y'all can't write these down. I'm just telling you because I just found it. I knew that we were after lunch. It was 1:30. Y'all were tired and you ate and I didn't want you going to sleep. I just want you to know that I defended you when Sister Ann said this about you and told her what the woman said. Now, we should defend our pastor's wife, but never ever tell her what somebody said. No. Never, never. Especially if it's negative at all. She doesn't need to know. She does not need to know that kind of stuff ever. Or what they say about her children or her family. Just do it all. Better yet, let's be the kind of ladies that nobody would have the nerve to come and tell you something negative. I've never had anybody tell me a negative thing about a pastor's wife in all the years that I've been there. But I've let it be known, no, you don't talk about my pastor's wife or my pastor or my husband. You can talk about my kids, it's probably true, but not any of the rest of it. I'm not one that gets crazy over you talking about my kids, because that's probably true. But the rest of it, don't be coming to me about pastor, pastor's wife, or my husband. Other than that, unless you hear he's doing something wrong, then you come to me. All right. 3, things your pastor's wife needs from you. Now, I want to tell you, this is just a short story. We moved to Seattle, Washington. This is going to be online, so I have to be very careful. No, none of these people be listening to this. And he took a new job as president of this university. Well, the former president and his wife, I guess she was just there like every day doing stuff and planning stuff. And I mean, she was so involved. Well, at this point in time, I only had 6 children still at home. But that was still 6 and I was homeschooling. So I'm like the first week and this lady is just telling me this and this and this and this. And she's naming all this stuff. And I'm just standing there smiling. And when she finished, I said, you know what? Next week when I walk to my mailbox and get the mail, there's not going to be a letter in there with a check in it with my name on it. So I won't be doing all that. But y'all, pastor's wife can't do that. Now, I could do it because I'm going home, 6 kids, homeschooling, making sure supper's cooked and the house is clean and clothes are washed. I mean, I was a wife and a mother. That was my job. My job was not to go and do all these things that would have been a 40-hour week and leave 6 kids at home. I wasn't going to do it. She literally just stood there. She didn't say a word. And I smiled and walked off. I didn't say, bless your heart. I should have. But I didn't say it. But you know what? Our pastor's wife, she doesn't have that luxury of being able to say that to somebody. You know, there's a lot expected of a pastor's wife. And she does it all with joy because she loves her position. She loves it. It's almost a calling to be a pastor's wife, you know? It comes with a lot of things. And a pastor's wife can make or break a ministry. Yeah. She really can. So you need to love on her and support her. Now let me see where I'm at. We just have to remember, our pastor's wife is human just like us. And she does need our support so often. Letter A. Be a friend, especially if your pastor's wife has no family in town. A lot of these young pastor's wives, they move in town, they got a new baby, they have no mother in town, they have no anything. Be a friend to her. You know, offer her as much as she will let you do, because some pastor's wives are very private, they don't. But love on her, love on her at church. Love on her so much that she knows if she needs to call on you, you'll be there and do something for her. Because they need love, a lot of love. Realize that even though you can be a friend to her, it's not going to be a friend like, say, what Dina Williams and I are, where we can laugh about stuff. She's got to be very private. She can't tell you one thing that's going on in the church. And if your idea is to be a friend to her so you can find out things or tell her things, That's really not being a friend. You got to realize there are going to be boundaries when you are a friend to your pastor's wife. She's not going to confide her deepest, darkest secrets with you. It's just, she can't, and she shouldn't, because even though you can swear that you are not going to tell a soul, you will tell somebody, even if it's just your husband. So realize that your friendship will have boundaries, and you should have such respect for her that you wouldn't want her or expect her to tell you anything. Never allow anybody to criticize her. And let her know that. B, allow imperfections. Y'all, there was only one person that walked on this earth that was perfect, and that was Jesus, not Mrs. Pastor's wife. It was Jesus. It's the only perfect person. And we should not expect our pastor's wife to be perfect. She's going to make mistakes. She's going to occasionally offend someone. She's going to unintentionally hurt somebody's feelings. She's human, y'all. She's going to do those things. She's going to get stressed out just like we do. She is going to get tired just like we. Somehow we think she's not supposed to. I mean, she's the pastor's wife. She can't get stressed out. She can get stressed out. She's human. She's a lady. She's going to get upset at her kids just like we get upset at our kids. Once a month, she may not feel exactly right or act exactly right. Worse yet, when she gets old, she's going to go through the change of life, which doesn't happen in a week. It takes years sometimes. Y'all need to keep this in mind. If your pastor's wife's getting toward that age, and cut her some slack, cut her some big slack on the changing of life, period. I'm serious. Cut her some slack when it comes to that, because that is not a... Y'all all sitting here young and you're thinking, what the world? You'll know one day. Because she's just like us. They're all just like us. And just love them and allow imperfections in their life. Somehow we got in our mind, ladies, that she's supposed to be on some high spiritual plane that the rest of us can't even begin to be at, and that she will have no spot or blemish. But why don't we try to practice on her what we want practiced on us, the same love and respect and forgiveness and letting it go. Colossians 3, I don't know if it's in there or not, 12 and 13 says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against you, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. When and if your pastor's wife offends you, forgive her. Let it go. Don't bring it up again. Don't ever bring it up again if she offends you. Don't rehash it in your mind like some of us ladies do over and over. Let it go. Don't tell your circle of friends. If your pastor's wife does something to offend, don't tell your friends about it. And for heaven's sakes, don't post it on Facebook or any of the other things with the names omitted. If you do that, if I see that twice on anybody that's a friend of mine, third time, I hide everything. I never see anything. You could die and I'm not going to know it unless somebody tells me. You are no longer anything that I'm going to read because I'm not going to do it. You're going to put stuff on Facebook and omit the names like you've already told your circle of friends, so you know full well they know. And then, I love it. I'm praying for you, sister. If you need to talk to me, please call. I'm like, I know what, you're just a gossip. You just want her to call and tell you what's going on. Don't post that mess on Facebook or any of the other things. Our pastor's wife is not perfect, and neither are we. C, accept your pastor's wife for who she is and not who you want her to be. We have in our minds sometimes, well, my last pastor's wife was this, so she should be just like her. No, all pastor's wives are different. Some are introverted, some are extroverted, some can actually play the piano, some cannot. Some are organized, some are very musical, some are artsy, some can't draw a stick figure, some are very articulate, some cook as good as Paula Deen. Others not so good. There are no cookie cutter pastor's wives, none. They're all different. They're unique women of God, every one of them, created by Him to do a work God had planned for her long before she came to your church. God had it all planned. Love her. And that work, by the way, that God had planned for her, first of all, is to honor God and take care of her family. She was not first called. She was first called to be a wife and a mother, not to attend to the needs and wants of every church member. Yet somehow we expect more out of her. We wouldn't expect that of anybody else, but because she's the pastor's wife, we expect it out of her. We expect it to the point that maybe she needs to neglect her own family. No. Her family comes before our family. That's her family. She's to honor God and take care of her family. Her God-given role as the pastor's wife is to be the wife of the pastor. That's what she's to do. Now, I'm to be the wife of Tom. You're to be the wife of whoever, if you're married. She shares, think about this, she shares the burdens of the pastor. She shares his joys. If you have a big church or even a church of 100, your pastor's got a lot of burdens, and sometimes he may share them with his wife. Well, I know if Tom shares something with me, it burdens me just as bad almost as it burdens him. And yet we think she's going to be on this high plane. It all boils down to Luke 6:31. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Show your pastor's wife love and respect and grace and acceptance and admiration, all the things that we would want if we were the pastor's wife, all the things that we want just as ladies. That's how we want to be treated. We should treat her just the same. And remember this, ladies, she's human. She has real needs. She has real wants. She has real emotions. She has real hurts. She has real faults, just like us. She's a child of God, called to a not so easy task, which she loves. Every one of the pastor's wife loved being a pastor's wife. These were all things they just told about. And article after, they were all the same, all the same. And when 40 or 50 pastor's wives will fill out a questionnaire and not a one of them say, oh, it'd be nice if somebody babysat for her. It'd be nice if they give us a gift card to this. I just thought of all the things that I thought would be nice, which all those things would be nice to do for your pastor's wife. But that wasn't their biggest burden. The biggest burden was praying for them, not talking about their husband. That was on everyone or their children, not criticizing. That was on every paper, bar none. Is that not amazing? So ladies, let's pray for them. Let's love our pastor's wife and let's encourage her. Thank y'all so much, and I didn't keep you that long, so good deal. Love y'all.